The head of the Coalition for the Homeless in Hillsborough County says his organization is trying to do more with less this year. Ramey Knuckles told the Tampa City Council that when the Coalition does their annual count of the homeless next month, they expect to have a higher count than the 9,500 plus assessed a year ago, but will be doing so with fewer dollars.
Well, this year was the first year that, with regard to state funding, we lost about $800,000 from the state. That is competitive, but because of the economic crisis within our state, all of those who would normally apply, we weren't funded. We are working with many of the providers on looking at different funding sources, bringing people together and talking about consolidating different opportunities, looking at our HUD Homeless Housing Assistance Grant and other funding sources that we've tried to tap into before, but been much more aggressive from that perspective.
Knuckles says he has great hopes for the economic stimulus package that passed the House of Representatives Wednesday night and is now being debated in the Senate. He says there are provisions in the legislation right now that would give a big boost in Tampa and Hillsborough County.
The state will receive some money, and the city and the county will also receive money through that once it's finally approved. And my understanding is that's going to be about four times what the city normally gets. So that should be somewhere around $500,000 to $700,000 when you only get about $150,000. And they get about $150,000. And the county gets around 400, so they'll get over a million. So from that perspective, it'll be very good for the local individuals in our community to access those dollars.
The 2007 homeless count in the county officially listed 9,532 homeless people in Hillsborough. That's the highest of any county in Florida. But Knuckles says that when the county does their next count, he expects an increase of perhaps 25% because of the financial crisis. The Coalition requested a delay in their annual count originally scheduled to take place earlier this week because of concerns that not enough volunteers would be available with Super Bowl activities underway. Knuckles said a big concern is lack of prevention funding.
To keep people from becoming homeless and assisting individuals that may be in the community who need assistance with utility assistance or to help pay for their rent. We've paid mortgage payments this year, which hasn't been the case in the past. We paid more mortgage payments this year, keeping people from becoming homeless.
Knuckles says there's been a migration of homeless from Tampa to Brandon, and thus he's been sending services to that region, as well as working with social service agencies there. Councilwoman Linda Saucena hoped the Homeless Coalition will continue to be successful in helping those who are just temporarily sidelined to rebound back into a stable lifestyle.
I assume that ultimately you're trying to prep the people who are homeless for the ability to be stable enough, have the job skills, get their medical needs down enough so that they will be able to afford to rent or buy something that gives them ultimate stability.